Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios in Vermilion. And in the studio with me, SDPB's Brian Givick and Steve Rakusik. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. This week's Images of the Past, an artist who was sort of fascinated with the West. Let's start with you, Brian.
Fascinated with the West, and he did had a long career of painting what he saw there. Charles M. Russell, a.k.a. Charlie Russell, born in 1864 in St. Louis. What a great place to jump into the West.
Right.
And he went out as a young man, and he lived and worked out there, knew very early on that he was going to draw and paint what he saw there. And, you know, his paintings sell for millions of dollars now. And a lot of ways he very much documented that lifestyle of the cowboy and really kind of formed that image in the American brain of what a cowboy looks like. But he also painted a lot of scenes of Native American life. And he was well qualified to do that. He lived with several bands of Native Americans, mainly in Montana with the Blackfeet. But he traveled with them. He knew their stories of how they hunted in the bygone days, and he actually, you know, witnessed some hunts. He'd go on buffalo hunts with these guys, and he painted those. So there's this amazing realistic record, you know, of what he saw. And you know, obviously a very fine artist, and really recorded that time period during the 1880s. And he lived until 1926, and a lot of his best works were done actually after the turn of the century. He was a guy who was very much at home on the range and wasn't really into marketing himself that much. As a matter of fact, he on more than one occasion basically used his artworks to pay for his bar tab. and then of course he got married, you know. His wife Nancy kind of turned him around and said, you know, you probably could be making money off of this. And that is how it went. His artworks are in museums everywhere. There are several dedicated museums, and there's one in Montana, another one in Fort Worth, and, you know, I think $5.6 million was one of the prices on one of his better-known works.
So if you're the bartender, you got a good deal if you have the good sense to
to
figure out how to turn that into something in the future.
Yep.
How important, you know, was art at that time to our understanding of real life and what was happening? How romanticized is his art, and how realistic is it, and what difference does it make? Is that too big of a question?
No, I don't think it is. I think that there's a difference between the art that he was doing and some of the illustrations that were coming out for some of your lesser works of literature at that time. And I think his works, they're meant to show action. They're meant to be exciting, and they are. You know, so did this particular scene actually happen? Well, something like it happened in his memory. So I think there's a realism there that may not be there with other you know, illustrations, right, especially from the day.
And it makes a huge difference that he experienced, and you know, that he wasn't trying to just sell what people wanted to see. He was painting what was important to him, and it was the process and the lifestyle that mattered.
Living out there was his passion, and art was his way of getting by.
All right. You can find images of Charlie and some of his work on our website, sdpb.org/images of the past. And we'll talk with Science Steve. Steve Rakusik is here with us in the studio about some stuff on the web that people can dig in and find. Where do you want to begin?
This one actually goes back a little ways. This one is Images of the Past Brian did about the West River Children's Hospital and Polio Center from 1949. And we wanted to look at kind of three different aspects of the respiratory system. We wanted to consider, in this case, the surface area of the lung, which is very hard for kids to understand, how with exercise or increase in activity, how the respiration rate goes up. We also wanted to consider then positive and negative ventilation and differences between those. And we thought this would be a perfect fit, this particular Images of the Past. So kind of the way the first thing's set up, you know, it's within the human lung. If you take that lung and kind of slice it up or cut it up and lay it out, the size of that surface area is approximately the size of half of a tennis court. So it's a very huge amount of space, but it's really hard to look at a lung when it's decompressed about the size of a grapefruit and figure that out,
right.
Especially for, you know, high school age kids or, you know, junior high kids. So this particular first activity that goes along with it looks at that, and we actually use something really simple in comparison to lung, about the same size of lung as a Kleenex box. You can take a Kleenex box and pull out individual Kleenexes,
right.
And look at the surface area of both of those sides of each Kleenex, compare it to the larger volume, and get an idea of how large that is. So it
did you make that up?
We did, yes.
Yeah.
When I say we, probably the art department, yes.
Right.
So, and it's just, it's a simple way of something the kids can place in their hands, then physically take and lay out those Kleenexes and get an idea of surface area.
Right.
The second part of this is, you know, pretty simple, looking at then respiration rate and increase in exercise. And what the kids see here is that it doesn't increase forever. So eventually it levels off depending on how much basically the person's in shape. So we start to see an increase as the person increases the time they exercise, an increase in that respiration and heart rate to a point where it levels out. And so there's a series of activities they do in which they do that, perform exercises, keep track of it, graph those, and they can see visually from the graph that, yes, there's a leveling off of that.
Right.
So that's the second part of it.
So these are lesson plans that schools
exactly.
can download? This is something that you take around to schools? Tell me what the resource is.
Kind of both.
Okay.
For example, like this particular lesson plan is found on our website, and it incorporates all three of these parts in relationship to the information Brian put together with his videos. So the kids watch the videos, get an understanding of how polio affected the lungs.
Right.
Look at the iron lung, which was used as, in this case, a ventilation system. That way they compare the negative and positive ventilation. That was an example of negative ventilation. And then they perform the activities. Now, for a teacher, for example, of maybe an elementary child, they might only perform one of these. But
right.
You get up into the anatomy classes, senior level anatomy class, they probably would perform all three of these activities that go along with this particular episode.
Interesting. So what else, what sort of treasures are waiting there on the website for educators?
Well, it varies. We pretty much try to cover every subject area. So everything from the fine arts up through science, social sciences, all found at the website /, in this case, learn. So South Dakota Public Broadcasting /learn. And all the resources are found there. There's also contact information on the bottom of that website, which you can, contact me. And I can help hopefully steer you in the right direction if you're looking for a particular activity. To kind of go along with that positive negative ventilation, a simple way of showing that, at least what we did, is we used, a simple coffee vacuum. So if your parents have a coffee vacuum home, which they store their coffee in, way to keep it fresh, we then could use something as simple as that from the kitchen to show how the ventilation system, how the lungs work. So something the teachers can show the kids in the classroom, they can then go home at night and see that same vacuum sitting on their cupboard and think back to class that, yes, there's something related there to the lungs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, give me one more. We got time for one more little activity here.
Another one we did, we looked at the elevation of, formerly Harney Peak, now Black Elk Peak. And we also considered then the Dignity Statue, halfway across the state. And we looked at how to figure out, in this case, one is elevation based on an Images of the Past Brian put together. And also then looking at the Dignity Statue, how to figure out how tall that is based on a little trigonometry. So some simple shadow math we use for that one, where the kids can compare their own shadow to the shadow of Dignity and figure out how tall that is without actually knowing the amount.
All right. So you can find all kinds of history at sdpb.org/images of the past, which we cover every Monday pretty much with some of these fascinating stories. And then direct link for sdpb.org/learn. /learn,
yes.
/learn.
I'll
okay.
get you started there.
And Facebook is really good for that as well, where you'll see if the education page and SDPB's page on Facebook has a lot of good parenting resources that pop up on my Facebook link all the time, probably because I'm always liking them as a parent as well. Brian Gevick, Steve Rakusik, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.